O Lord God, Easter initiates a new day, anticipates a new heaven and a new earth. Today, Jesus invites us to see everyone in a new light through the lens of God's love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This Easter season brings a lot to us. It's a reminder today that Christ invites us to this meal. And all people are welcome to participate in this holy meal, just as Jesus invited his disciples so long ago. This meal is of love and forgiveness. And so we are invited to this meal today. We, this morning, were like the 12 in that upper room long ago, where Jesus invites us to this meal and then gives us this new commandment. What shall our response be? I hope it's one of gratitude and thanksgiving, because Christ's death and resurrection cleanses us from sin and accepts us by his love. No matter who we are or what we have done, God's love still surrounds us, because his love is greater than our limitations, his goodness greater than our religious practices, his mercy is greater than our prejudice and our sin. And so Jesus asks us today to love one another as he has loved us. You know, books have been written, poems have been commissioned, songs have been composed about Jesus' commandment to love one another. Some of you may remember that song from the 70s, which went, "They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love." I can remember the first time we sang that in college in our group together. And a lot of people sang it at youth camps and down through the ages. That song goes, "You will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. You will know we are Christians by our love." It's a powerful statement, isn't it? Especially when we remember the central teachings of Jesus as we hear this morning. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Those are words from long ago, but I think that song really does capture the thoughts of Jesus. I remember that second verse which went, "We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will serve each other till God is in our land. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they will know we are Christians by our love." But then we soon learned in the church that the church said, "But there are other people besides Christians who show God's love. There are other faiths that show God's love. We cannot forget that." And so that's one of the reasons I'm told it was not put in our red book, because other people show God's love. We must not forget that. God's people show God's love. No matter what denomination we're in, it shows God's love. There's this verse on the wall at St. Mercy Hospital, downtown in Baltimore, and it says, "The love of neighbor is the love of God." At first, I was taken back by that, but then I remember Jesus who said, "Love your neighbor as yourself," in another passage of Scripture, remember? And so it says, "By giving food to the hungry, clothing to the needy, money to local drives, it's our love to share. You do it here at Epiphany, through your love and through your giving, through your hunger appeal and your local drives. Because Christ's commandment is to follow him. The verse to love one another the way Christ loves us." But you and I know it's not always easy to love someone. Even if we like them, it's sometimes difficult. It's also difficult to know how to love someone. Sometimes our love goes in a different direction than they would want. It becomes more difficult to love someone we don't know, right? It's difficult to know, especially we hear of needs of others, to love him or her in a different country. Yes, it's easy to love, I think, someone we say has the same value systems or the same lifestyle as we do, or the same philosophy. But it's not always easy to love someone from a different culture, who have a different lifestyle, or a different philosophy from us. So I think this Easter season reminds us that we have a new life in Christ, a new life in Christ, and we need to recognize that on a Sunday morning or throughout the year. Christ has given us new life to see God's love and God's light in other people, to love one another, not just one person, but even a person in a different faith. I say that because I remember when I was growing up in Western Pennsylvania, in junior high we had religion classes. We were excused for 45 minutes from our day on Wednesday. And we were asked, are you a Catholic or a Protestant? That's all we had. Three Catholic churches, four Protestant churches, one Jewish synagogue in the next town. But you know what's strange? People would ask, are you Catholic or Protestant, but never talked about Christ's love. And I thought, isn't that strange how unchristian it is that we never talk about Christ's love, but what's your religion? Seldom today do we hear about your religion. What's your faith practice? At least I hear very seldom, except perhaps maybe at a baptism or a funeral or a wedding. And then we share Christ's love, and sometimes we say, peace be with you. But these days we don't talk about our religious faith. Maybe we should. If you're part of a Christian or a Jewish faith or another faith, we don't even ask, do you believe in God sometimes? But we need to practice Christ's love. I say that because Carol and I recently saw the news from Northern Ireland. You know, in Northern Ireland, there was this conflict between the Roman Catholic and the Protestant churches. And I saw where recently in Northern Ireland that they have elected a new prime minister supported by both Roman Catholic and Protestants alike. They're trying to live Christ's command, especially when they hear what their ancestors did. So they've elected this person and are asked to share Christ's love. This also was brought forth in a movie called Belfast. It's a movie about this conflict between the Roman Catholics and the Protestants. And it's brought forth by Kenneth Branagh, who grew up in the 50s and the 60s in Belfast. And there he experienced this conflict between both groups. He talks about his memories from his childhood of growing up there. And this movie is set in 1969, when there was the height of this conflict and fights between Roman Catholics and Protestants. And his father worked at the dry docks of Belfast Port. So this father must cross the dividing lines between the Roman Catholics and Protestants to get to his home. And there is some conflicts, there's some fights between some very radical groups in this movie. But underlying this whole movie is a theme about love. It's about Buddy, a 9-year-old Protestant boy who had a crush on a Roman Catholic girl in his school. Buddy asked his father if he could have a future with her. His father replied to this question by saying, that wee girl can have a believing Baptist or practicing Hindu, but if she's kind and fair and to respect each other, she and her people are welcome in our house. You see, Buddy would follow this girl after school every day to her Roman Catholic neighborhood, and he had to cross these lines that went past the Protestants and the Catholics. And then we hear at the end of the movie, the father takes a job in Glasgow. So Buddy takes a small bouquet of flowers to this girl's house and gives them to her. As he walks away, she blows a kiss to him as a sign of her love. Likewise, at the end of the movie, this grandmother, as they board the bus, blows a kiss of love because she knows that they must depart and go to another place to be the family. She expresses her love to the family by letting them go to this other town. One hopes that both Protestants and Catholics will express their love for Christ by loving others, remembering Jesus' love at their Last Supper, at their meal. Buddy's father welcomes us. He strikes me as a deeply Christian person, and I find it that he proclaims it in this message in a very underlying way. I think to myself about Lutheran congregations I've visited and ministered, and I hope that we as Lutherans still invite other people into our meal. Both Jew and Gentile, whoever comes to our meal, would share Christ's love as we do this morning. But I want to go back to that first reading this morning because I can't let it go. You know, there was in the early church those Jewish people who worshiped Jesus and those God-fearing people called Gentiles, and they couldn't get together. And we hear what Peter says to those people when the Gentiles came to eat with them and worship with them. Peter ends his story by saying, "So if God gave them the same gift he gave us, who believed in Lord Jesus Christ, who could stand in God's way?" Peter was referring to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If God gave Gentiles the gift of the Holy Spirit, Peter is saying, how can we not let them be part of our community? How can we not let Jewish people who worship Christ not be a part of our community? So today, as we remember what Jesus says to us in our gospel lesson, remember the central teaching of John's gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I think this fifth Sunday of Easter proclaims God's message quite well. Welcome all people to the meal of God's goodness, because God's love is greater than our limitations. God's grace is greater than our rituals. God's love is greater than our prejudice and our sin. And God frees us to be the ones who share love and forgiveness. As it said in our Synod Assembly, in bold faith and in bold witnesses. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.